833-JOE-ALEX is the number to be part of the conversation. That is 833-563-2539. Want to know how you like to ride around in an Uber? This is kind of viral. An Uber driver's menu gives you different ride options. This 38-year-old driver is out in Seattle. His name's George. And he gives passengers, when you get into the ride, Alex, some options by handing them a driving menu, not food. You don't get to choose if you get goldfish or nuggets or anything like that. But there's different. There's five different types of rides that you can choose from.
Okay, like what?
Okay, how about this? Number one, the first choice is called Stand Up, where he tells jokes and funny stories about his poor life choices, including his time in jail.
Now, the jail part gets me. Now I'm interested.
Okay, otherwise you wouldn't care about, like, I don't care about your life, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to hear jokes. But maybe your story about being in jail.
Okay, number two option on the menu is a silent ride where he won't bother you at all.
Yeah.
Is that like your favorite one, probably?
100%. I hate talking in an Uber.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm the complete opposite of that. How weird when you don't talk in an Uber ride. And we'll get to that in a second. But I want to go through the other three ones. There's a number three ride option. There's a therapy ride where you get to vent and talk about all the stuff that's stressing you out. Mm. I kind of like that one.
I like that
one. Yeah, of course Joe would.
What does that mean? I am nothing that stresses me out. I'm the happiest guy in the world.
You're the classic, like, I just met you, let me dump all of my problems on you type of person.
What?
He does it at every Radio Now event.
Every event, every single time you meet someone. It's funny because, like, coworkers will all look at each other and be like, we'll take bets. Like, how long you got? Like, we'll be like, it'll take him 6 minutes to walk away from this conversation. It'll be 3 minutes. Like, it'll be 10 minutes. He'll sit here and tell them all about his life. I grew up in Michigan. This is the five. This is what it looks like in the state. This is where I live. Like, it's just you. The whole we
it's
know
called
the whole
the hand.
Story.
It's the mitten, not the five.
Whatever. You were like, we know exactly what you're gonna say.
We take bets on like if you're gonna drop the like dad or if like you're gonna drop your mom working a lot.
Yeah.
Oh God, man. Apparently, it's more obvious than I thought. 833-JOE-ALEX. Okay, there's two other options, but these are kind of jokes on the menu. I mean, maybe they're possible to have happen. The creepy ride where he doesn't say anything, but he keeps on staring at you. In the rearview mirror.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to say he was going to ball and gag you and throw you in the trunk or something. I was like, sign me up for that.
That's the pork chop. And finally, the menu concludes with this ride, the rude ride, where he'll just try to be as rude as possible to you.
That's kind of fun. There is a very famous restaurant that I'm not sure. It was called Ed DeBevick's in Chicago years ago. I don't know if they still have it, but they... that's their thing. Like, you go there and they're rude
there's
to
also,
you.
Like, a really popular one that's, like, everywhere called like Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that one.
I've never been there. I'm afraid they'd be so mean to me.
I've never
You'd
been there
either. You'd probably cry. I've been there.
I would.
I've been there for my sister's bachelorette party, and it was so much fun. But my cousin was ruder to all of them. And then I went one time on spring break, and me and my friends actually got kicked out because my friends were too rude to the staff.
Like, what does that mean? Like, how are they too rude?
My friends, like, stole their megaphone. Phones and
oh, that's
like
funny.
They would like the staff tried to be rude to them and they're just like way 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 bigger jerks so they were like coming back tenfold and like I think they made like one of the wait staff cry
what
and so we got yeah we had oh, to leave we got you, kicked out
then you gotta fire somebody if they cry and their jobs to be a jerk to people going back to I guess one of the original options on that driving menu Alex you don't want to talk to people like when I'm if Porkchop's driving you for Uber or Lyft you just want him not to say a word and just get you to your spot
yep I want to listen to music.
See, you know why I have such a high Uber rating? It's because, you know, I'm able to judge people. If they want to talk, I'll talk with them. I can tell if they don't want to talk, so I won't talk with them. So that's why my rating is so high. By the way, my rating went back up a point.
Well, okay. I knew somehow this topic would get hijacked, and that's why I'm afraid to bring these stories that involve you. But I just find it interesting, because me, I'm like, let's talk. Like, if they want to talk, if they don't talk at all, then I'll be quiet. But I love to get a conversation going with my Uber or Lyft driver. I'd like to interview them and get to know about them. I really don't talk about myself, Liv.
That's highly, highly
debatable. Are you serious?
Debatable.
I only bring out myself with people to share my side, because I want to get to know their side. Mm. It's not just like, me.
Maybe
I'm like, what about you?
Maybe that's your intentions, but that's not what's happening.
People feel trapped. They feel trapped. And like, that's the thing is because of this whole thing and how Joe is in conversations and like, he's going to get into an Uber driver or into an Uber and we're going to hear about on the news how the Uber driver ended up driving off a cliff because that was the only way he could get out of the conversation.
Okay, now that's a little bit dramatic.